Operator, will you please give me the correct time?
Certainly, sir. It's Joan Davis time.
Sure. It's Joan Davis time.
Well, there's no question about it. From coast to coast, it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
During the time you spend with Joan Davis tonight, you'll hear the voice of her special guest, the famous singing star, character actor, and television tycoon, Rudy Vallee. Plus a great supporting cast featuring Lionel Stander, Hans Conried, Mary Jane Croft, the music of John Rarick's orchestra, the Choral Air Singing Quintet, and yours sincerely, Ben Gage. The chorus greets Joan with a happy ditty and sings, "Look at her, ain't she pretty?"
Look at her, ain't she pretty? Ooh, look at her, she's a beauty. Look at the hair, look at the curls, look at the teeth, look at the pearls. Ooh, look at her, ain't she pretty? She looks like a beautiful wax doll, and you are bound to fall.
I like her the dress, I like her the hose, I like her the hat, I like her the bows.
Ooh, look at her, ain't she pretty?
And now it's time to meet the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
And hi, everybody.
Hi, Joanie. Well, friends, with warm summer days coming on and business slowing up in the tea room, we find our gal Joan Davis with more and more time on her hands. And more time to Joanie means more telephone conversations with her girlfriend, Mabel. If you don't believe me, listen.
Ah, don't get mad, Mabel. The reason you didn't get me on the phone was because I was out shopping for a new spring suit. Gee, the prices they're asking for things nowadays. The suit I liked had an $8 price tag on it. What? That's not expensive. Mabel, you don't understand. The price tag was $8. Who knows what the suit cost? Well, anyhow, I finally bought an inexpensive little dress. It's cute, though. It has big buttons all the way down the back. I'm sure I'll love it as soon as I learn to sit sideways. What'd you do last night, Mabel? Oh, you went out with your boyfriend, Herbert. What? You mean to say Herbert actually popped the question and you said no? But why? Oh, wrong question. I don't like a fellow to ask me if I got false teeth either. Oh, well, I'd like to talk to you some more, Mabel, but I'm going to the movies. Yeah, I think I'll phone the neighborhood theater around the block and see what's playing. Goodbye, Mabel. Gosh, I hope they have something good at the Bijou for a change. They usually have the most...
Good afternoon, Bijou Theater.
Hello. What do you have on this afternoon?
Oh, just an old cotton dress. It's a hot day.
Look, I mean, what's playing at your theater today?
Oh, we have Bingo, Keno, Free Dishes, The Free Chance on a New Car, two full-length features, a special preview of a major picture, a Donald Duck cartoon, a travel picture about beautiful Bally Bally, a special documentary short on Columbia River salmon, the latest March of Time, candy, popcorn, and peanuts in the lobby, and a nursery upstairs to leave your children.
What, no television in the lounge? Gosh, with all that stuff, I'd probably be in there for hours.
Hours? Oh, madam, our complete show runs 4 days.
Well, what's the main feature?
Oh, the main feature. It's a Technicolor Western starring Wild Bill Elliott.
Gee, he's brave, that Wild Bill Elliott.
Yeah, ain't he, though? Say, I wonder why they call him Wild Bill.
Well, gosh, if you were a man, went through a whole picture helping a beautiful girl, and then had to wind up in the last scene kissing your horse, you'd be wild, too. What's the picture about?
As the picture opens, you see this cowboy riding along on a horse strumming a guitar.
Which hoof does the horse strum the guitar with?
Well, there's this cowboy. suddenly sees the stagecoach being held up, and he chases the bandits away. And then this beautiful girl from the East, who has just inherited a cow ranch, steps out, and she thanks this cowboy.
Yeah, I know. And then it turns out that some crooks are trying to get the ranch away from her, but the cowboy saves it for her and puts the crooks in jail, and then he rides off again on his guitar strumming his horse.
Did you see the picture this week?
This week? I've seen it for the last 20 years. Goodbye. Oh, gosh. I may as well go downtown and see one of the new pictures. Say, Glenn Ford is starring in a picture at the Vogue. And he's so handsome and... yeah, that's where I'll go. Gee, what a swell picture that was. Oh, that Glenn Ford... what a man. Believe me, I wish there was a Glenn Ford in my future. Well. Oh, here's the tea room. Gosh, I forgot to tell my manager, Lionel, I was going to the movies. Oh, well. Hi, Lionel.
Hiya, boss. It's about time you showed up. You had a visitor. Your old employer, Rudy Valley, dropped in.
What? Rudy was here? You mean Rudy Valley himself? The Rudy Valley?
That's what I said, Rudy Valley. The man that Perry Como, Andy Russell, and Dick Hames are all descended from.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry that I missed him.
Oh, still carrying that old torch for Rudy, huh, boss?
Yeah, but it's been hopeless. Rudy's love has always belonged to someone else. It's just been an eternal triangle.
It has?
Yeah, Rudy, me, and Rudy. I finally stepped aside.
What?
I said I finally stepped aside and let Rudy have himself.
Gee, you mean Rudy's conceited?
Oh, no, Lionel. Conceit is when a person stupidly loves himself.
Well, ain't that what Rudy does?
Oh, no. With him, it's the real thing. But, gosh, I'm so sorry that I missed him.
Well, you can relax. He said he'd be back in an hour, which means he's due any time now. Say, where you been all afternoon?
I went to the movies.
Oh, yeah? What picture you see?
Oh, it was called The Mating of Millie. And, oh, I just loved it. What a handsome guy that Glenn Ford is. Mm. And he was dressed so terrific, Lionel. Black shoes, argyle socks, striped suit, 32 stripes in it. polka dot tie, 64 dots on it, brown hair, 7 waves in it, 4 on the left side and 3 on the right. Gee, I wonder why they cast a fella like that opposite a tall brunette like Evelyn Keyes.
Boss, Evelyn Keyes is short and blonde.
Lionel, who notices details?
Well, what was the picture about, boss?
Well, this Keyes girl and this handsome Glenn Ford get married.
Uh-huh.
Only they're not really married. I mean, even though they live in the same house, they don't have anything to do with each other.
I don't get it. You mean they get married, but they never get romantical?
No, you see, it's a marriage of convenience.
With a dame like Evelyn Keyes, I could put up with a little inconvenience.
You don't understand, Lionel. The reason it's a marriage of convenience is because she only married him to have this little girl.
Oh, she wants to have a baby, eh?
No, she wants a child that's about 7 years old already.
Boss, ain't she driving convenience a little too far?
Look, what I mean is she wants to adopt this little girl, but the law says she's got to have a husband first. That's the plot of the picture. Can you imagine anything like that ever happening in real life?
Nah. All those strange things do happen sometimes in real life. Take my Uncle Harry, for instance. He married a woman who weighed over 600 pounds.
Gee, what made him go for her?
Well, he'd lost a fortune in real estate and couldn't get used to not owning lots of property.
Well, anyway, I can't picture any person marrying another person just so he or she can adopt a baby. I just can't believe it. It's so unreal and so... gee, look, it's Rudy Valley. Lionel, take care of the kitchen. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Come on in, Rudy. Welcome. Welcome back.
Hi-ho, Joan.
gosh, Rudy, am I glad to see you. You always look good to me.
Oh, come, come, Joan. I don't always look this good.
No, no, I'm serious, Rudy. You just look marvelous. You're the same handsome Rudy Valley, same beautiful hair, same terrific profile. Gee, how do you do it?
Please, Joan, you know how I feel about talking about my looks.
Yeah, go ahead. I got all day.
Joan, I'd rather talk about you. You're looking just wonderful yourself.
I am?
Yes, for your age, that is.
My age? Rudy Valley, you know very well how young I am. You were at my last birthday party, and you saw the cake with only 23 candles on it.
Yes, and down at the bottom it said, continued on the next cake.
You notice everything, don't you? Well, tell me, Rudy, how's your social life coming along? Are you still going with that red-haired girl, Marie?
No, I had to drop her. She did an unforgivable thing.
Yeah? What's that?
I caught her selling my phone number to Lana Turner.
Oh, I can't believe it. How could Lana afford it?
She had it financed.
Gee, Rudy, I was sort of hoping that, well, for old time's sake, we could go out together tonight. But then you have so many girls, I guess you can't make it.
Oh, I might be able to. You see, I accept cancellations up to 7 o'clock. Well, Joan, all jesting aside, there happens to be a specific reason for my sudden visit here today.
Yeah, there is?
Yes. Joan, brace yourself. I want to marry you.
Huh?
What does mean? Yes or no?
That means huh? But what do you mean when you say you want to marry me?
Joan, I need a wife in order to solve a certain legal question. It would be a marriage of convenience.
Gosh, and I said this could only happen in a movie. But Rudy, why pick me?
Well, you see, I have an unusual problem. The average girl who wants to marry me is the young, gorgeous type who is only interested in attention and affection. I need someone who won't bother me with all that stuff.
Rudy, tell me, you've been taking your vitamin pills upside down?
No, sideways. Joan, I'm serious. Will you marry me?
Oh, stop kidding me, Rudy.
I'm not kidding, Joan. Can't you see that I'm down on one knee in front of you?
So what? So what?
Well, what does it usually mean when a fella gets down on one knee in front of you?
Well, gosh, up to now, all it's ever meant to me is a crap game, and he's got the dice.
So Rudy has proposed to Joan, there's a lesson it should teach her. Remember the quip, there's many a slip twixt the proposal and the preacher. And in the meantime, lend an ear to this. Sin was loving you, not wisely but too well. Your sin was letting me and getting me in your spell. Our sin was following a love that could not be. Now my sin is warning you, so you forgot me. So you forgot you forgot me.
When Joni's old partner, Rudy Valley, came to visit her and suddenly proposed marriage to her, Joni just couldn't believe her ears. Well, we can't quite believe them either. And as for Joni, well, here she is, still stunned, surprised, and skeptical.
Dad, gosh, Rudy, I still can't believe you've already asked me to marry you. After all, there's something so definite, so final, so permanent about marriage.
You haven't been in Hollywood very long, have you, my dear? Well, anyhow, I'll risk it if you will.
Gosh, imagine me married to Rudy Valley. Gee, we'll settle down, and who knows, in a year or two, we might have children. Maybe even a cute little girl.
Joan, we don't have to wait for that.
We don't?
No, you see, we have a little girl already.
Huh? Would you mind repeating that last remark? And this time, enunciate clearly?
I said we already have a little girl. You see, several weeks ago, I entertained at an orphanage. While I was there, I saw the cutest little 6-year-old girl, and I decided to adopt her.
Oh, that's sweet. But what's that got to do with marrying me, huh?
Well, the superintendent of the orphanage told me to be much better for the child if she had a mother.
And naturally, your choice narrowed down to a woman.
Yes. Yes, and then the woman narrowed down to you.
Pretty narrow, ain't it? But, gosh, this is just like that picture I saw, The Mating of Millie. Here I am about to be the mother of a 6-year-old girl I haven't even seen yet. But what makes you think I'll be a good mother, Rudy?
Joan, I'm sure you'll be a good mother and a good wife, too. Why, I can just picture us in our little love nest. Both of us, after a good dinner, sitting in front of the fire. Just we two alone.
Yes, and I'd bring you your hair curlers. And eyebrow tweezers.
Yes, and I'd bring you your pipe and slippers.
What a picture of bliss. But I still can't figure why you picked me instead of one of many glamour girls that you know.
Joan, dear, girls of the glamorous type wouldn't be motherly enough. They'd likely spend their time thinking of being attractive and going to beauty parlors to make themselves more beautiful.
And me?
You know better than to waste your time like that. Now, shall we get down to the city hall and get the license?
Well, Rudy.
Yes, Joan.
You got me.
That must be the license bureau over there, Joan.
Yeah, let's go.
Excuse me, old man, but is this where you issue marriage licenses?
Yeah, ain't it sickening?
Well, we'd like a license to get married.
Believe me, you are making a mistake.
We are?
Yeah, especially you.
Well, you sound as if you don't like marriage.
What's to like? I had a girl once. We was very much in love. She promised that someday we would get married, and then she is playing a horrible trick on me.
What'd she do?
She married me. Believe me, many times I've said to her, listen, my little sauerkraut, we have made a mistake.
You call her your little sauerkraut?
Yeah, she gives me heartburn. No, take my advice, my friends. Burn back before it's too late.
Now, look here. How can you argue against marriage when you make your living issuing marriage licenses?
Mister, an undertaker makes money off people who are dead. But that don't mean he approves of their condition.
That sounds legal. But we still want to commit matrimony, don't we, Rudy?
Definitively. Now, will you kindly issue us a license?
Okay, I see I've been wasting my breath. Now, which one of you is going to be the groom?
I am the groom.
Schnook. What is your name, please?
Rudy Valley.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Color of eyes?
Brown.
Hair?
Beautiful.
Age?
31.
Where were you born? And don't lie about that one!
Why should I? I was born in a little house in Vermont, which is now an historic national shrine.
Okay, okay. Now the lady, if you'll pardon the expression. What is your name, please?
Joan Davis, and I have blue eyes and blonde hair.
Fine. Now, how old are you?
I'm 5'6".
Please, I said, how old are you?
I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Lady, you must answer my question. How old are you?
I'm trying to figure.
What are you trying to figure?
I'm trying to figure a way out answering that question.
Ach, du lieber, I give up. Here's the license, and that will be $2, please.
Very well, here's my dollar.
Well, now that you actually got the marriage license, how do you feel, boss?
Gosh, Lionel, I feel like, well, you know, Lionel, did you ever feel like you were flying through space?
Only once, when I looked at my gas tank with a lighted match.
Gee, Lionel, I do hope I make Rudy a good wife.
Why, you will, boss. You're a type, and I got a little advice to help you, too.
What's it?
Always remember that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So when your husband Rudy comes home for dinner, try to have something special for him. You know, lots of surprises.
Okay, I'll surprise him. I'll take the labels off the cans.
Boss, you know something? You look awful tired. Why don't you just sit down and rest till Rudy gets back?
Maybe I will. This excitement has kind of worn me out at that.
I'll be in the kitchen if you want me, boss.
Okay, Lyle. Oh, I'm so tired. But as soon as my Rudy gets finished packing, we'll be on our way. Gee, I'll be Mrs. Rudy Valley. Oh. I wonder what it's going to be like being Rudy's wife. I wonder.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, darling. Breakfast is ready.
Coming, sweetheart.
Ah, good morning, Joan, my dear.
Rudy, aren't you going to kiss me good morning?
Now, dear, you know how it is. Kissing spreads a cold germ, and I have to be very careful of my voice.
Okay, but at least let's pucker at each other.
I'd rather not. You see, pucker brings back unpleasant memories to me. In my youth, I once worked in a meat packing plant, tying up the ends of salamis.
I see your point. Well, will you start breakfast now, dear?
Not yet, dear. First, I must take my pills. Let's see. My red pills, my blue pills, my chauffeur's pills, and, of course, my shocking pink pills.
Darling, I meant to ask you, what do all those pills do for you?
Nothing, but isn't the color scheme fascinating? And speaking of health, I wish you'd never leave the window open as you did last night, unless you wish to ruin my career.
Well, how can that ruin your singing career?
Well, if the room isn't stuffy, my nose opens up, and when I sing, you can't tell the difference between me and Arthur Godfrey. You must be more careful. The last time I sang, my voice wasn't up to standard.
That's right. You were singing the Whiffin' Poof song, and when you go to whiffin', your voice poofed. breakfast now, dear.
No, first I want to listen to my latest recording, which just came from the studio. Would you like to hear it, dear?
Why, I'd love to.
Then put a nickel in the jukebox and listen.
I love you so much. I cling to your touch. You know what I mean. I keep thinking of the one that I love. You know what I mean. Like a sunny day in Cuba, or a starry night in Maine. Spring's early this season, and you are the reason that I like to walk in the rain. Two hearts beat as one, and that can be fun. You know what I mean. If you'll only say that you'll feel this way, I'll know what you mean. I've just confessed I love you and want you for my own. By the look in your eyes your smile and your sighs. I know that you know what I mean.
Oh, Rudy, dear, that was wonderful. When you sing, my heart gets all stopped up. My breath gets stopped up, too.
Really? With me, it's my nose. Now, how about some breakfast? I'm as hungry as a wolf.
Well, that's natural. Here you are, dear.
Just a moment. Are you intimating that I'm a wolf?
Well, frankly, dear, I did see you yesterday at the corner winking at some girls.
That is a base canard. The fact is that the wind was blowing and a foreign object of some peculiar shape got into my eye.
Yeah, and she got into your car, too. breakfast, dear?
Oh, yes, breakfast. Darling, this is awful. What do you call this stuff, anyhow? Is this coffee?
Well, what does it taste like?
Vinegar.
Then it must be tea. The coffee tastes like soap.
Joan, my dear, I warn you that if our marriage is to be a success, you'll have to wake up to the fact that I'm a man who likes good food. You'll have to wake up to your husband's needs. You'll have to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up. Huh, the soup tastes like strudel.
Joan, wake up.
No. Oh, what's the matter? Oh, Rudy. Rudy, you're back.
Yes, I came in and found you fast asleep.
Gosh, Rudy, I just had a dream about you and me being married, and I just don't think it'd work out, so let's forget it.
Forget it? Joan, I have a peculiar feeling. There's another man in your life.
There is?
Yes, and I can just imagine what he's like. Tall, dark, broad-shouldered, handsome, with lots of personality and money. Joan, I demand to know who the man is. What's his name?
Never mind his name. What's his phone number?
Joni will be back in a minute, but while she's gone, here's something well worth remembering. When actors get off a stage, they can only leave with pride if they've given a good performance, because pride is justified only by performance. Well, this is not only true of actors, but of people in all walks of life. It's true of our pride in being Americans as it is of everything else. We are fortunate here in this country to have a heritage of freedom which was won for us by the efforts of many brave men and women who fought to formulate the principles of democracy. They established the concepts of individual rights, every man's freedom of speech and press, his right to assemble, his security of both person and property, his rights to a trial by jury. But we can be proud of these precious freedoms only if we do our individual part in performing and perpetuating them. To do so, we must keep ourselves informed so we can protest when these rights are threatened. Our pride as citizens of a democracy can only be based on the fact that we make democracy work, and to make it work is your job, my job, and everybody's job. And now here's Joni again.
Well, Rudy, I know you don't like the word swell, but honest, it was really swell having you with us tonight.
Yes, it was, quotation marks, swell, unquote, wasn't it? And despite the fun we had with the subject of marriage, I want everybody to know that I really look upon marriage as a beautiful thing. A union of two hearts. A union of two minds. A union of two souls.
Yeah, but wait till you have to pay those union dues. Oh, well, good night, Rudy, and goodbye now.
Don't forget, there's more good fun and music coming at you next week, Coast to Coast, when Joni will greet the return of another of our old pals and radio favorites, Harry Von Zell. So remember, if anybody asks you what time it is next week at this time, tell them it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
Joan Davis Time is produced and directed by Dick Mack and is written by Larry Marks and Arthur Stander with Chet Kesslaw. Rudy Valley may currently be seen in George Stevens' production, I Remember Mama. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.